Hello, everybody. This is Kimberly Horman, and welcome to the Heart-Centered Horsemanship Academy podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about riding a buddy sour horse. But before we get into it, if you'd like more content focused on detailed exercises, additional audio clips to help with your riding, and even some more videos, my Patreon page is in the works. For $5 a month, you'll get access to step-by-step exercises, how-tos, and content that will help you succeed with your horse. Before I launch the page, I want to get at least an hour of content readily available for my members, with more content added on a weekly basis. Once we're up and running, I'll let you know. If you can't afford a Patreon membership, this free podcast and my blog on heartcenteredhorsemanshipacademy.com won't go anywhere, so no worries. With all that being said, let's get started. Buddy sour horses, especially on the trail, can be a challenge. This issue can come up if other horses go a different direction than you, or if you're in a spot on the trail where you'd prefer to stay at the walk while other horses canter off. This problem can also present at the facility if all of the other horses are turned in and you take your horse out to work in the arena. Sometimes circling and one rein stops are simply not enough to help your horse focus on you, especially when anxiety is taking over for you both. This, if compounded with going from a state of neutrality in your riding as you follow your friends down the trail to suddenly applying a surprising cue, can be a recipe for failure. Buddy sourness can range from threatening to rear, to refusing to walk away from the other horses, and sometimes it can even manifest as your horse refusing to go out on the trail with you and leave his buddies at the barn behind. Horses that present with this challenge often lack mileage. It's not uncommon to have these problems with young, inexperienced, or green horses. Without a solid foundation, your horse won't know the difference between proper behavior and poor behavior, often reverting back to herd instinct. Horses build a level of obedience as they build trust in their rider. Despite lots of focus on being the leader and authority figure, it's also important to ask yourself if your horse sees you as a trustworthy partner. When a horse lacking foundational trust is brought away from the herd, they may not feel safe. When we implement training solutions such as disengaging the hindquarters, backing, circling, or frequent changes of direction with a horse who's presenting with fear, it's possible that the situation will escalate. In addition, we're limited in our options when we continuously apply these techniques. They might be a lifesaver in the moment, but repeated one-rein stops without looking beyond this quick-fix solution can become a sticky cycle of undesirable behavior and one-rein stops, repeating itself over and over again. Flight instinct may quickly change to fight, causing behavior that's increasingly dangerous. In turn, this could cause the rider to dismount, rewarding the behavior if not properly addressed on the ground before remounting. So first, I'd like you to ask yourself, does your horse understand comfortable transportation? Many of us get caught up in training our horses all the time during every ride. This often causes the horse to look to the rider for every single answer, and it may get to a point where your horse loses the ability to provide comfortable transportation for us. What I mean by that is your horse has a sense of autopilot or sense of responsibility that doesn't need constant micromanagement from us. If you point your horse in the direction you want to ride, will she go willingly? Will she maintain the speed you'd prefer? Will she continue straight along without trying to turn around? Will she continue along this path until you give her the next cue? Does she walk with just as much energy away from the barn, or do you find her to be more sluggish? It's important to remember that trail rides increase herd mentality in your horse. Usually, you aren't the one encouraging them along, but they might move along willingly and happily, giving the rider a false sense of control. This is why commercial trail riding is possible with beginner riders, often without any experience at all. However, it's important to keep in mind that since they're simply following another horse instinctively, this is not the definition of autopilot either. The challenge often presents itself when a rider asks something different of the horse, taking him out of herd mentality and asking for horse-human partnership. At this point, a horse who isn't trusting their rider will often show signs of disrespect. Okay, now that we understand the problem a little better, how do we fix it? Establishing independent control and a horse who respects partnership starts with hacking around the facility. So just start by riding around the grounds of the facility. Work on things like transitions, crossing water, turning, and maintaining the gait that you like. Pay attention to how your horse is responding to the cues. Make a note of what needs more work and work on those things until you feel confident that your horse is tuned into you and your aids around this space. Over time, you can increase the distance of how far you ride out. If you have trails at your facility, take your horse out for a short ride and slowly build on the distance. Riding out alone is a great way to check in with your horse to make sure she's still respecting your partnership and staying obedient to your cues. Remember, you want to be a partner, not a passenger. Overreaction from the rider can often result in situations where a horse becomes the leader unbeknownst to the rider. Repeatedly stopping when your horse is lacking confidence helps to reinforce that they'll be rewarded with a break when this occurs. Though this does help you regain control in some cases, it's time to start looking beyond this action and looking at how to support your horse in what you're asking of him. Building a stronger foundation breaks this cycle. Implement patterns and ride with a plan each time. Also, keep your attention on the little details. Small evasions build on themselves, which can result in disrespectful behavior and a loss of partnership. Once you've followed these steps and you're ready to ride out with other horses, be mindful of the distance between you and the horse in front of you. Try a few transitions, ride a few circles, and maybe trot ahead of the others after you ask permission to test your homework. If other horses trot or canter ahead, be sure you're the one asking for these transitions instead of your horse simply following along. If you find you're losing control, try going back to some of the exercises you've been working on at home. With time and mileage, your horse will grow more confident in your leadership role, helping to eliminate these issues while you're out with other horses. Thank you all for listening. It's been great talking with you today. I hope everything's going well for you all this spring. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to me. You can email me, Kimberly@heartcenteredhorsemanshipacademy.com, or visit my website where you can contact me from there. I hope your next ride is a happy, harmonious, and confident one, and we'll talk soon. Take care.